And welcome to episode 6 of the Quotes and Mirrors podcast. I am Terrell James.
And I am Uncommentary. And you said 6 like you thought I was going to forget this was the 6th episode.
I knew you weren't going to forget because you forgot the last week was 5. And I knew you were going to make sure that you were going to make it a point to remember that this week was 6.
Yep, I certainly was. Absolutely. The next week is going to be 7 because that's how numbers work.
Every time.
All right. So, well, welcome y'all to the show. Yes, how about yes, you yes. Tell them? You tell them what we do here. How about that?
All right. So what we do is, you know what? So check this out. At some point, you know, we're going to stop doing this.
Why?
We're going to stop telling them what we do.
Oh, but we might have a new listener every time.
Well, see, the thing is this. At a certain point, we're going to be so big that a new listener is coming because they know what the show is about.
Okay. I can dig that. I can dig
it. Yeah. I'm just putting that out there in the universe because that's what we're
doing. That's the best place for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word up. All right. Well, we can stop. We can stop now, or you want to go ahead and tell them we ain't got to that point yet?
No, we ain't there yet. No.
Okay.
I just told the universe, okay? They ain't even respond back yet. So
I don't want you to think I can't get a prayer through. I can get a prayer through. Just because I'm drinking don't mean I can't get a prayer.
All right, so what we do here, we break quotes down. We look at them from different aspects, emotional, psychological. We talk about how it affects us, how we believe it affects other people. And sometimes we even try to maybe touch on a little bit about what the original author of the quote may have meant by it. Which is kind of hard at times because you can't really know exactly what somebody's thinking,
right,
or what somebody's feeling. But this week's quote comes from Batman. I forgot which one it was, but anyway, the quote is
Batman. I'm sorry, Batman the movie or Batman?
Yeah, Batman the movie. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not the person.
No, not the person. Not the.
Shut up! I know Batman. I know Batman.
Okay, my bad. I forgot you were Batman. You need to be knowing people. Okay. All right. But this week's quote is, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That was said by Harvey Dent in Batman. I believe it's Batman. No, I don't know. I think it's Dark Knight. I believe it was Dark Knight. I could be wrong, though. Whatever. I'm open to being wrong.
But I got no point of reference.
But I should know. I've seen all the Batman movies. Anyway, but yeah, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
So I got a question.
Uh-huh.
First of all, so Harvey Dent is, I'm sorry, is that a character in the movie? Well, that's an actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you recall the context that surrounded this quote? Like, what was happening?
I can't remember. I do remember they were having a meal. They're in a restaurant. Sitting there having a meal. I can't remember exactly what they were talking about, though.
So is this a situation where it was just in the middle of a discussion, or was this a situation where the idiot villain makes the mistake of monologuing, you know, when he got the person down and then he gets taken out?
Nah, it wasn't like that.
Okay, all right. I'll just check it. Okay, because, you know, it's a Batman movie. So, all right. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what does it mean to you?
Well, to me, it means a couple of things. One, I want to start here. It means sometimes it's hard to keep your hands clean.
Okay.
You come out and you do something that is phenomenal. It's great. And because of that, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. There's a lot of pressure that comes with being on top. Okay. So when you're on top, people are going to try to drag you down. And when they try to drag you down to the mud, it's hard not to get dirty with them. Mm-hmm. So you can start off by being the hero or by being great. But then there are other circumstances. There are things that happen that may bring out a different side of you. And then once that happens, you turn out to be the villain. Now, the other way that I see this is you could already be a villain, but disguised as a hero. And you may do something heroic, or you may make a masterpiece. You may be this incredible artist. You may be this incredible musician or an incredible whatever. And that's all that we see. Perfect example, R. Kelly.
Oh, boy. Are we going to talk about R. Kelly? Really?
Yep, we about to, because he fits with where I'm going with this. So
you're going to talk about R. Kelly.
I'm going to talk about R. Kelly.
Molester, R. Kelly.
yes, R. Kelly. So,
oh boy.
So, perfect example. R. Kelly. When we first heard R. Kelly, all we heard was this phenomenal music. Mm-hmm. You know, with all the other stuff aside, he is one of the greatest musicians ever. But what we had, what was given to us in the beginning, was the hero. But there's only so long, when you aren't really the hero, there's only so long that, as Jay-Z said, it's only so long fake thugs can pretend. You know, there's only so long that you can put on that facade before things start coming out and we see you for who you truly are. Now, had he died after that 12 Play album, he would have died a hero. But he lived long enough for us to see who he really is, which is a villain. So that's the other way that I see it.
So this is kind of an interesting thing to me, because I'm looking at it, it's kind of saying that only the villain lives, right? As you maintain your position as a hero, which obviously would be a position of righteousness, right? Mm-hmm. But so in that, you're going to die in that, but, you know, you either die in that, or as life continues, eventually that's going to fall away and the villain is going to be revealed, which is to kind of say that essentially, you know, we are all really villains. You know what I mean? Like you want to present yourself as the hero and you can do that for as long as you can, but if you're, you know, really gonna live out your life, eventually you will be exposed for what you are. And I don't know that, I mean, I don't think I'm a villain.
Right. Well, I think when he made this reference, I believe he was talking about a specific situation, including specific people.
Okay.
So this doesn't apply across the board.
Okay.
But it is applied in enough instances into enough people where I felt that it was worthy of being addressed. So, you said that everybody's a villain and according to this quote, you know, that would mean that everybody's a villain and, you know, you live a certain way and then eventually the villain is revealed. I don't think the villain is always revealed. Sometimes I believe the villain is created.
Created, really?
Yeah. I believe that once you get to a certain level in certain businesses, that in order for you to maintain your position, and when I say maintain your position, not only stay in a place where you're able to hold on to the things that you have acquired and the position that you have acquired, but to also protect it from the people who are trying to take it from you. Sometimes you got to get a little dirty.
Okay. And that actually falls in line with the quote, because it does say, see yourself become the villain. Mm-hmm. Not that it's revealing the villain within necessarily. Okay. You do. Okay. Reading is fundamental. I'll give you that. Cool. Okay. So now that's kind of interesting, because even if you, I mean, in your effort to protect, like, do you really switch places? Do you really become the villain, or are you just doing, you know, as the hero, you're doing what's necessary to protect? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because your motivation obviously is to protect, right?
Right.
So do you really become the villain? At one point, does, you know, I guess what starts as a tool to become a weapon, right? But I'm saying, like, do you really become a villain? Because with that weapon, you can be on the defense, and obviously your intentions are honorable as it is motivated by protection. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to kind of define villain too. Like, is there a positive side to a villain? Is there a righteous indignation involved with a villain?
Well, I tell you what, let's look up the definition of villain. But when I say let's, I mean you, because my phone is in the other room.
Yeah, I noticed you hadn't made a gesture to pick up a phone, so I understood when you said let's. You said let's in the way that a wife says let's or we.
Yo, that is so funny, because me and my wife, we do it. Well, I always say, all right, baby, I know what we means.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody that's a husband in a successful marriage knows what we means. It means you, sir. It means you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and hum to yourself or something like that, you know, while I look up villain.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to hum?
No, I'm certain I do not want you to hum any further.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have made a horrible slave. You'd have made a horrible slave. I wouldn't have wanted you in line with me. You're gonna be humming like that.
I tell you what, nah, just let me. I'll be the runner.
The runner?
Yeah. So I'm gonna take off running, and then y'all are behind me. Y'all just follow me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because y'all can get caught, not me. I'm gonna get out of there.
I kind of figured that was your plan. That's why I was hesitant to agree.
Yeah, all I got to do is outrun you.
I tell you what, you can't outrun them light skin tendencies you got going on. That's all that is. You're just light skin. That's why you think like that.
Yo, or do you have an actual dictionary? Are you flipping pages? What are you doing? Like,
well, the first one that came up says villain. It says in a film, novel, or play, a character whose evil actions or motives are important to the plot. What does that do for us?
Nothing. What's the second?
Then shut up and wait, sir.
Got you. My man.
All right. So here we got a cruelly malicious person who was involved in or devoted to wickedness or crime. A scoundrel.
Mm.
I don't know that there's a light side to that, homie. I don't know that there's a positive side to that at all. So, and as a matter of fact, I didn't even realize, but in the quote itself, you know, polarizes the situation. The villain is definitely on one hand, one side, and the hero is definitely on the other.
Yeah. So I've been called a scoundrel once or twice a week.
Yeah. I've never been called a scoundrel. Not to my knowledge.
Oh man, you got to
live it. If they said it, they said it under their breath. You know what I mean? Or they said it when he was walking off or something. Ain't nobody ever called me a scoundrel to my face. So I'm going to go ahead and consider that a threat to anybody that does call me a scoundrel to my face.
So no, I don't think that there is a positive side to being called a villain.
Okay.
But just because you are called a villain doesn't necessarily make you a villain.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here come the gray. Here come the gray.
Here come the blood. That's why I wore the gray today. So, so the thing is this. Just because you call me something doesn't mean I'm that. You can call me a chair. I'm not a chair.
Quite literally, that is true. That is true.
Exactly. So, man, I had a really, really perverted and good joke just now, but I can't do it because of the content of our podcast. Boy, I need another podcast where I just let loose because I'll be holding stuff back. Anyway.
Just don't use no profanity. That's all you got to go with. You got to go with some synonyms.
Here's the thing. This is how perverted it was. I wasn't even going to use profanity, and I can't say it. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was bad. But
yeah, take a drink. Wash that out your mouth.
Yeah. I need something to purify me. All right, so anyway.
Wow.
Got what I was about to say, man.
Look, you got to keep talking. I don't want no more dead air, okay?
Man, there hasn't been any dead air. We spend too much time, though, talking about other stuff. So
my bad. All right, stay on task. Stay on task. That's what I be telling my babies. Stay on task.
But now I didn't forget what I was trying to say. So it depends on who's looking and what they have to say about you. Let's take the Patriots, for instance. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who see them as heroes. There are a lot of people who see them as villains.
You talking about a football team?
The New England Patriots. Yeah, my bad. I forgot you don't know football. Let me see. How can I put this in terms that you would know?
No, you can go ahead and speak on that. I just making sure that you was talking about a football team as far as being a villain or a hero. I'm interested now. Go on.
Oh, okay. Got you. Yeah, but the New England Patriots, they are very much hated. And but they have been very successful over the past few years. And they are loved and hated for the exact same reason.
Okay.
So it really depends on who's looking. And that's why I'm in this gray area here, because it depends on who's looking. Mm-hmm. Because some people are going to call you a hero for the exact same reason that other people call you a villain.
Right. But you said earlier that it doesn't matter what people call you, because that don't make you that. Right?
Right. But I was speaking when you personalized it and you said, I don't see myself as a villain.
Okay.
So when I'm speaking as the person, no, I'm not going to see myself as the villain. Even if I have to get my hands a little dirty, I just had to do what I had to do to protect myself and my people or whatever. But the problem with that is, and this is where I honestly think that people turn into the villain. Mm-hmm. What happens is you try to attack and I have to attack back. I do what I have to do. Now, after I do that, because I know I had to, what you were doing was dastardly. And
wait a minute. Don't lose your thought. But you just said dastardly.
Because it's a villain. Villains are dastardly.
I'm just saying, what in the Looney Tunes is going on? I don't think I've ever used the word dastardly in a conversation. Sure.
That was my first time ever in life. But I liked it.
So. Wow. Dastardly. I'm going to have to find a reason tonight to say dastardly. I need a reason to put that in the sentence. That is crazy. But anyway, go ahead. Don't
So you have done something dastardly.
Again.
But I had to get either just as dastardly or more. Or it's a dastard. Whatever. So I had to do something more worse. Okay.
Right.
But that now means that my hands are dirty. So now I got to wash my hands, but I can't really wash my hands. I got to conceal them. So now I got to do something to cover that up. And normally one cover up leads to another cover up, which leads to another cover up. And now you start looking like a villain because it's been one too many cover-ups.
Okay.
It I just, got you. Starts this domino reaction. So now you start looking bad. So I think that is that's how a hero becomes a villain.
So you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. I really wish I knew. You know what? I should have looked this up. I should have looked this scene up when he actually did this. You know what I mean? It'd have been super dope, honestly, to look it up and see what was the surrounding context. Because, you know, just because we so often would debate one side versus the other, you know, I would like to have some ammo as far as this is concerned. But I can't.
You know, I can edit this to so that we can pause here. You can watch it and then we can get back to it.
You're not supposed to tell people that, are you?
Yeah, I can tell them whatever I want. This is our show. We do what we want.
That's true. I think it'd be dope to have the scene, you know what I mean? Because there is a scene that actually goes along with this particular quote. I think it'd be dope to have the scene. But I guess most of the time when I look at them, I think to myself whether or not I actually agree with them. And I guess this one isn't necessarily a agree or disagree. I think I'm a die hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I don't think there's enough living for me to do that would have me become a villain. Like, just because of the path that I choose. You know what I mean? I'm in a certain space. You know, I choose peace and increase. That's what I'm focused on. So I don't see it even being. It's not a large possibility that I would become a villain. I think I'm always going to be the hero. I think I was born to be the hero, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so check this out. Let's say, let's take somebody, it's a good person, good upstanding citizen, everybody loves them, he loves everybody, he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. Nobody has a bad thing to say about this individual. Now, let's say that someone, let's say he's walking through the woods one day, and someone jumps out and attacks him.
Mm-hmm.
And in defending himself, he kills the person. Mm-hmm. Self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a hero, right?
Yeah, especially to himself.
Got you. Okay. So now he starts thinking, I just killed somebody. I don't know the stand your ground laws. I don't know this. It could be, it's only my word against nothing now because he's dead, but are they going to believe me? Oh, blah. So now I have all this stuff running through my mind, and I think it may be better if I bury the body.
Mm-hmm.
So now he digs a hole, he buries the body. Is he still a hero?
Well, I mean, anytime you decide to do the crime, which would be burying the body that you just killed, then yeah, now you become the villain, even though you killed the cat in self-defense. But that's something, I mean, in that situation, you should just stand on that. It's your word, period. It ain't even your word against his. What are you going to say?
Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how they, you know, what they're going to think. You have no idea. So,
I mean, that's true, but I mean, the situation of things being skewed against you, if honestly, if you're just going to live in fear of that, if you got no faith in righteousness, if you got no faith in truth, then, you know, at that point, kind of, you might as well just go ahead and take the consequences of the punishment for anything and not even really explain. Go ahead.
What if you don't have faith in justice?
Well,
because of what's been shown to you.
No. I understand that. I understand how you could be tainted by, you know, that situation. But I'm just saying, I'm taking my chances. I'm not trying to bury somebody in, you know, in the woods because I'm afraid that they're not going to believe that this cat attacked me. And because it's just too much. I mean, now give it. As a black man, this is a very legitimate question. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is a very legitimate question as a black man, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and lean on God on that one, because he doesn't. I mean, he becomes a villain when he commits the crime, but it's just it's such an unnecessary crime. You know what I mean?
Well, that's easy to say on this side, but let's put it this way. What if he lives? I tell you what, since you brought up being a black man, let's say it's a black man and he's living in a, or he's in an area where there's a lot of racism and he's well aware of it, even though he's still there, but he's well aware of it and he just killed a white man. And the police in this particular area are accustomed to harassing and even killing black men. This man has children, and he knows that admitting to what just happened and just being completely honest, telling the truth about it, could possibly take him away from his children. His children see him as a hero. And the only thing he wants to do is get back home to them. Well, now, is he a villain?
Again, by definition, considering it talked about committing a crime, but let me back up to it because this is saying again that the villain is a person who is involved in or devoted to wickedness or crime. That's a hard one right there because by definition, he is involved in a crime, so that would make him a villain. But there's got to be some type of hybrid here, where somehow you are simultaneously
because when we look at the word crime, what constitutes as a crime? Is speeding a crime?
Yeah.
So does that make you a villain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, essentially, if you get caught, then you would be the villain in the situation. You know what I mean? And in that scenario, yes, you would be the villain. The cop doesn't have an opportunity to be the villain. Well, actually, I digress because I remember specifically in that coming down 270 up in Moe County, and it was a cop. The cop stopped me, and the cop told me, I don't know why he did this, but he told me that he was pacing another car that was already speeding. And when I passed that car, then he stopped me. And I said, well, I'm in Moe County. There's only white people on the road, so you decided to pass. You decided to stop the black guy. In that case, if he racially profiled, then he would be the villain. There is an opportunity there for him to be the villain. But I mean, if the committing a crime was the deciding factor, then yeah, he would be a villain. You would just be justified to some degree by most audiences in a situation of self-defense, in a situation of dealing with racism, where the truth is that in that scenario that you gave, it's inevitable that at some point you are going to be punished or suffer the consequence of just being black. You know what I mean? The crime that you commit, that's just a segue. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, but I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. I keep looking at the code and scrolling. And, you know, just kind of when it says you live long enough to see yourself become the villain, I'm like, man, it just sounds like, you know, given enough time, you will have reason to go the other way. And it's a very cynical view.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, though. So here's another way of looking at it. I believe we can substitute villain for human. And what I mean by that is, you know, people get into a certain position. We have entertainers, athletes, pastors, people who are so people who are looked at in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like when you reach a certain level, you're almost bigger than human. You're no longer human. People don't look at you the same way they look at regular people. You're not allowed to make the same mistakes. You're not allowed to do the same things or live the same way. You're not allowed to do certain things in people's eyes. And as soon as they see that you've done something, so now you're human. You're human like the rest of us. But instead of the public humanizing them, they villainize them.
Well, now, let's see. I would have to say I disagree, because if they, like, they're not human, because if they were, then they would, then they, there would be some sympathy or empathy for their, for that, the individuals, you know. But
wait a minute, hold on. They're not human.
Yeah, I'm saying, you're saying that if they do something that would, you know, essentially defy their position as an accidental role model, right? That the public would villainize, I believe was the word. Mm-hmm. But you said now they're human.
By the way, I think that's a word. I'm pretty sure it's a word, but I'm not pleased. Well, go ahead though.
All words are made up. All right. All of them. So all of them are words are made up, and gullible is not in the dictionary. So but you were saying that they're human. So maybe hold on, let me back up. Maybe I misunderstood what you're saying. Do me a solid. Restate if you could. Repeat what you had said.
Oh, repeat it. Say it again, or do you want me to say it in a different way?
I didn't say rephrase. I said restate.
All right. Because that's the thing. I can't repeat it. I can't remember exactly what I said. But
roll the tape back.
So I'm really, I don't know what's going on in my memory tonight. I'm a little off.
Oh, but that's not serving us at all.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, so what I understood from what you were saying is that it sounds like you're saying that if you got like a celebrity type, somebody that basically is put in a position as a role model, that's not their intent, but that's the intent, that's the position that they put in. They do something that does not reflect positively on that position. And you're saying that now that the public will villainize, all right? Versus, so were you saying that they fall short because they're human, and now the public will villainize? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. They fall short because they're human. Because the thing is this, you can't not be a human.
Right.
So every single time that we see you, we expect to see the artist or the athlete or the this or the that or whatever it is that you are. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, because you're human, there's no way in the world that you can just live the rest of your life and not do human things.
True. Okay. But what you're saying is they are human, but they're not considered as human. In the way that they're not considered, you know, the consideration doesn't allow room for them to make those mistakes. Instead, they're vilified, I think, is the word that we're looking for. Did you say vilified to begin with?
No, I said villainized, but I don't think vilified is the word we're looking for either.
It probably isn't. I'm gonna look it up though, just because we got time and it's our show. Like, speak or write about in abusively disparaging manner. Well, that kind of fits.
Hold on, say that again.
To speak or write about in abusively disparaging manner.
Okay, that works. But
yeah,
that still ain't what I was saying. I meant villainized.
Let me look and see. Let me see if villainized is a word beyond the boundaries of this podcast.
And if not, then I'm gonna talk to somebody about it. We're gonna figure it out. Because if they can make conversate a word, we can make villainize a word.
You're right. To villainize someone is to speak about them negatively or portray them in a negative way, especially to influence others to see them as a bad person.
Or a dastardly scoundrel.
Wow. You said dastardly at least 10 times this evening. But yeah, okay. So villainize is certainly a word. So okay, cool. Then you know they villainize the celebrity who starts as a hero. And that's another thing. I guess it's not another thing, but another hit on what you were saying earlier about it being, you know, you not being what they call you. But they are gonna call you that. I give you that. They are gonna call you that. So you may not even if you didn't do the thing. Because, you know,
right.
if enough people say you did it, then you did it.
Right. Yeah.
Even if you didn't do it.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, you don't have to even do anything. All you have to do is be.
Okay. And
people will try to villainize you just because you are simply being, especially if you're successful.
Yeah, because you can't be righteous. You can't be righteous and doing things morally sound without somebody deciding, hold on a second, we got to find a way to pull this cat down, find a way to pull this cat apart. They're going to try to find just a buttonhole to get in so that they can pry a situation open just because hate is hate. You know what I mean? And that's what it's going to produce.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing, you can be perfect and they will crucify you. And I mean that literally, because that's what happened. Jesus was perfect. He crucified him.
Well, now Jesus being Jesus, you can't, it can't be a general, perfection cannot be a general application because it's not something that can be achieved by any of us.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
okay,
it's easier to villainize the person who is less than perfect.
Gotcha.
They did it to the person that was perfect. So imagine, you know, people, the rest of us who were less than perfect. So
I think I'm going to go back and find this clip because I would really like to know what the rest of the conversation was.
We should watch the whole movie. The whole movie's dope.
I'm not going to sit down and watch Batman.
I'll do it again. I'll do it for you.
I'm just saying. No. Only thing I remember on one of the Batman movies was when your boy, he stuck a pencil into like a desk or something and slammed somebody's head onto the pencil and it went into the eye. And that was kind of interesting. That in that case, he was both being a villain and a hero because it was the villain for having done it, but it was super cool to take a cat out like that. That was super cool. So he was a little bit of a hero simply for that. But
I got another scenario where you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. So let's take somebody who is really, really gifted in, let's say, music. Mm. And they make a bunch of classic albums.
Okay.
And then they start to fall off. Now, as you're falling off. And the thing is, the fall off may be because times have changed and you weren't able to adapt with the changes, or times changed and you tried to do what everybody else was doing. And then everybody's looking at you like, why are you doing this? This ain't what you do. You look corny doing this, right? And now, because people aren't receiving you as well as they used to receive you, they start looking at the human parts of you and start to break you apart. And essentially, they start to villainize you. And then at that point, you don't get to be the hero again until after you die.
Now, okay, but you're not saying that across the board, just applying it to any villain that you become a hero after you die, because once they bury R. Kelly,
oh yeah,
he ain't gonna become a hero again. If anything,
I think to some people he will.
You think?
I think so. I do. I've heard a lot of surprising things. Things that have disgusted me from people that I just did not expect it from. But and then even just social media, just, you know, people saying, saying things like, well, we already knew this about him, so what's the big deal? What's the big deal?
Seriously? Yeah, I don't know about them.
And then they will also, and those same people will say, well, I'm still listening to the music. I love the music, I'm this and that or whatever. Cool, but everything that they said was defensive. So to me, it sounds like you're defending him.
Right.
If you're going to defend him after he's gone, there's nothing to make me not believe that he won't become a hero to you again, where you will only look at the incredible things that he did and act like the other things didn't even exist. So
yeah, I don't see that occurring. I think he's just like like shame on it, but you know, Cosby ain't ever gonna be America's father again.
I think he will.
Nah.
I think after he dies. They still playing the Cosby Show, man. They still playing it.
But if they still playing the Cosby Show, you know why that is? Because somebody other than him is making money from it.
That's fine. But see, the thing is this. When cancel culture steps in, they cancel you and the people connected to you. So if they are, I believe it's TV1. TV1 is still showing it. So if cancel culture stepped in, TV1 would find something else to replace it. The other things that you can put there to make money, you got Fresh Prince, you got Martin, you got plenty of things.
That's true.
In place to make money. So
that's true.
So it looks like it's in support of him.
But I still don't think it's going to be a situation where you come back around. Like, you ever heard, the saying was like, you build 1,000 bridges and you're known as a bridge builder. But the moment you bang out a goat, you a goat effer. And it don't matter about them 1,000 bridges that you built. You know what I mean? So I think that in line with the quote, like you can either die the hero or become the villain, but I don't see you coming back from that villain status. I think once you're there, because at this point, just by way of the quote, you have outlived your opportunity to be a hero. You know what I mean? Once you become that villain, you've outlived your opportunity to be a hero.
I don't think that's always the case. You know, at one point, Michael Jackson was a villain.
Michael Jackson was still a villain.
Michael Jackson is a hero.
To who? They did that documentary, what's it on HBO, telling all them stories about him and them little boys and carrying on, and it was the saddest thing ever.
Right, Michael Jackson is still a hero to a lot of people.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I would say
another thing is this about Michael Jackson: it wasn't proven, and I think that's what it is for a lot of people, myself included. It wasn't proven.
Okay. But enough people say it for a long enough period of time. I think that's, you know, that's the people that are leaning on. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't successfully proven either way. Now, mind you, the burden of proof is on the accuser. But it wasn't successfully proven either way. Like, he didn't really... Well, to my knowledge, right? Because, you know, as limited as it may be, once he was villainized, he just kept doing what he was doing, as far as making music and you know, showing up and doing whatever Mike does, but never actually, like, I don't know, was it ever reported that he was like, nope, I didn't do it?
I mean, I'm sure.
I'm just guessing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but I guess maybe because I didn't see him as a hero to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's why it's easier for me to see him for the possible, let's just say that for the sake of keeping an open mind, the possible villain, you know, that he was. You know what I mean? Because it could have been like they said, that he just didn't have a childhood because he was a child star, and so as he got older. But I ain't gonna front. That sounds insane. Mm-hmm.
It does. Now, weird, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I can call him a child molester. But strange, yeah. Definitely strange. So, I don't know, man. I think that with in certain cases, you will go from hero to villain and back to hero after you die. You're essentially a martyr.
Oh, wow. You just took it up a notch, huh?
Well, that's how people see Michael Jackson.
As a martyr?
Yes.
See, now I got, you know what? I need to start looking up more words, because now, so how would you define a martyr? Is it martyr? Mortar? How do you spell it?
M-A-R-T-Y-R, I believe.
Oh, look at you.
I want to spell him being sixth grade.
What'd you say?
I want to spell him being sixth grade.
Say it louder. Mm-mm. No?
No.
You want to spell him being sixth grade?
Yeah.
S-I-X-H. What's that like? That was like.
I hate the person that put an X next to a T and an H.
I told you all words is made up, homie. All right. A person who was killed because of their religious or other beliefs.
No. There's another meaning. No, not that one.
I don't think. What's the other meaning? That's the two different. Well, I got the other one says. Well, to kill someone because of their beliefs. She was martyred for her faith.
No, not that one either. Come on, I'm gonna be right. Keep reading until I'm right. I'm gonna rain dance this one. Come on.
A victim, a great or constant sufferer.
Okay, we're getting closer.
Yeah, I think that might be more what you're talking about. More to mm-hmm. asthma, all this thing. Okay, now that third one, I don't think I heard of that third one. Of course, my short-term memory sucks, but I don't think I heard of that third one. But I don't know. Like I said, to me, Mike, Bill, R. Kelly, you know what I mean? You just can't be finger-fanging and kids passing out pills and pissing on teenagers. There's just nothing about either one of those situations that says I'm gonna see you as the hero at any point going forward.
Yeah. So. But that's more of a personal view for you. It's just so many other people that, you know, again, it depends on who's looking.
Yeah, I guess it does. I fully intend to be a hero. I don't want to be a villain to any degree. I mean, I think you can't. Sometimes you can't help it because it is about, like you said, about perspective. So, you know, even with your kids, they just because they don't understand, you know, what's happened, you know, why the restriction or why the boundaries or whatever, you know, so they feel like you're the villain because you won't let them do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I intend to maintain my status as a hero. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm definitely on that side. I'm a die hero. I don't think I don't want to live. It's just so much would have to happen for me to become the villain.
So, all right, check this out. You know, if we reach a level, reach the level that we are trying to attain with this podcast, and the other things that we are trying to do, that that will make us extremely successful.
Okay.
So we automatically become targets.
Okay.
We become villains.
No, we don't.
No, we become villains to somebody. Not to us, but we become villains to somebody. We're in a position that somebody wants. We are taking attention away from something or someone that another person is trying to get.
Well, we are in
opposition to somebody. So as soon as we become the opposition, they're going to villainize us or attempt to, from their perspective. Want to try to villainize us.
We become the opposition to somebody.
Success does not come without opposition.
No, it doesn't. But our goal, like, we don't have a motivation to be in opposition to anyone. That's not what we set out to do. No,
we don't.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's not what we set out to do. So it's just kind of what, it kind of comes with the territory.
But I don't get the
villain part. I don't see it being the villain part.
No, that's because that's not what you see it as, and that's not what you are going to accept because you know better.
Okay.
But I'm just saying you become the villain to someone.
So become the villain to someone because of what again?
Because of whatever reason they choose. But because you are in a successful position, somebody's going to want that position. Somebody is going to be jealous of what it is that you're doing. Somebody's going to be envious of it. Somebody is going to want to be in that position. They're going to want to take up that space. And because of that, you are in the way.
Yeah, but does that make you a villain?
Huh?
But does that make you a villain, or does that make you just the target of a villain?
It makes, so from our perspective, it makes us the target of a villain. From their perspective, it makes us the villain and the target.
From a villain's perspective, it makes us a villain.
Yes, but that perspective is from our perspective.
No, but I'm just saying that pretty much cancels. I think those things cancel each other out, like from a villain's perspective.
From your perspective.
Well, what perspective am I expected to speak from if not my own? You know what I mean?
No. I'm expecting you to speak from your perspective, but to understand that there is an opposite perspective.
Right. I got you.
So, you know, cool. But I'm cool with now if, all right, so check this out. If there's another podcast and they decide, man, Quotes and Mirrors, we can do something better than Quotes and Mirrors, but they try to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say we respond, but we respond the way we respond. We're not going to, you know, get out of hand or anything like that.
Plus, I ain't just gonna, you know, shine for the hell, just for the hell of it.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
but if we respond, are we now the villain?
No. Stop asking me the same question. You just keep rewording the question. No, we ain't the villain.
No, but are we playing a villain's game?
That don't make us the villain.
Are we playing a villain's game?
I say yes, just for the sake of argument, but that don't make us a villain.
Cool. Now, does that mean that we are now being controlled by the villain?
Controlled?
Yeah.
I don't know that that would necessarily be the, that wouldn't be the right word. That's like saying that the offense controls the defense or vice versa. You know what I mean? That's just the, that, but I'm saying that's just the nature of existence. If you're making a decision based on, like, you're reacting based on an action, that's just the nature of existence. That's just how it happens.
So, but, can we influence?
What's the difference between control and influence?
One is more
letters.
One is done without consent.
Control? You think control is done without consent?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to forcibly control the situation. Somebody can just simply accept to be in the, under the control of the situation.
Okay, cool. One is done with manipulation. I guess that doesn't work either.
Nope, they can't see how I'm looking at you at all, but it's all right.
man, I don't know how to word that. Uh-oh. You're good. You got me backed into a corner with that one.
Okay. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, I poke holes just to see if it's gonna float. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But I think it's an interesting quote. I think that it says that essentially you want to be a hero. I think you start and you want to be a hero. But eventually, because you know how old people say, you know, if you ain't done something to hit you with that, keep on living. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Keep on living to say, you know, so it's to say, you know, you haven't experienced enough to really say your experience. You know what I mean? In this situation here, all right, I want to be a hero. I want to die a hero. But give her the opportunity to live long enough to experience enough, then I'm gonna meet the villain. The villainous side. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I used to say back in the day, everybody got a nigga in them. You know what I mean? Everybody got a little nigga in them. It's just whether or not, you know, my nigga is here to meet your nigga. It's whether or not the situation get out of hand. You know what I mean? So, you know, but yeah, I think you want to be a hero. But yeah, given enough time, enough things happen, I think it. I don't want to say it, man, because I just want to be a hero. I want to lean on righteousness. But just by sheer definition, I think it might be true. I might have to just concede.
It's hard not to be the villain when you are the hero.
Yeah.
It's hard. And if we look at all the superheroes, the superheroes got bodies.
You really say?
The superheroes got bodies. They didn't kill a lot of people.
That's true. That's true. I mean, again, by definition, I don't think you can avoid it. All right. I think that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was a good one. I enjoyed that one.
I did too. And I'm looking forward to next week's quote too. And what might that be?
Ah, now see, I'm actually prepared. Okay. I actually wrote it down for this one. Next week's quote, which I thought was amazing. I actually heard a cat did it on TikTok and I looked it up on Google. I don't know how to say this cat's last name. Craig Groeschel. I think he was a pastor because he was in the pulpit speaking from the word when he said this. But what he said is, your life will always move in the direction of your strongest thought. That is kind of crazy to me, and I'm looking forward to next week when we decide to unpack that one and lay it all out for all the many pieces that are involved there.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, that one's going to be crazy. So I think I'm looking at the time. Looks like we're right on time this evening, right at about an hour.
Yeah, huh? Check us out.
Yeah, we stretched that out nice.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We really got to get this sign-off thing together. But I'm thinking, like, we got to, you know, we got to tell them where to find us. You know, we on Spotify. We're on YouTube. But what's the YouTube channel? You remember the YouTube channel?
Quotes and Mirrors Podcast.
Boom. I knew you was going to look here. I'm just testing you. Quotes and Mirrors Podcast on YouTube. I need y'all to definitely go ahead and check us out. Take a listen. Take a look. And let us know what you think. We would greatly appreciate that.
Yes, please. We thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, as always.
We hope you picked up something from this, as we did.
not more than just my drink. I picked up more than just my drink. I ain't lying.
All right, y'all. So on that note, and I quote, peace out.
Peace out.